Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly broadcast from Independence Baptist Church. Last week, Pastor Reynolds brought the first of three messages on where is God when bad things happen. Now, as we mentioned last week, this is, of course, a very common question that comes to people's mind when they're faced with trials and troubles. You know, and sometimes it's caused by personal troubles, and sometimes it occurs when we look around at the world at large and we see earthquakes and famine and sickness. And all the suffering that goes on around us. You know, and last week, Pastor Reynolds pointed out the following items, I think, to help try to answer these questions. You know, the first thing that, of course, was pointed out was that, you know, unfortunately, so many times when people look around at these things, they become extremely bitter and they blame God for these problems. But we also went on to talk about the fact that, you know, when God created the world, it was perfect. It was without sin. And since there was no sin, there was no sickness, no earthquakes, there was nothing to hurt or destroy. And then we went on to talk about the fact that those things came into this world when man disobeyed God and when man sinned against God. And it was man and his disobedience that caused sin and tragedies and turmoil to come in to God's creation. You know, and this week, Pastor Reynolds is going to go ahead and expand on this topic even more. So listen in as Pastor Reynolds uses the book of Job to help answer some of these questions.
Last Sunday, we began a discussion concerning where is God when bad things happen. This morning, we want to discuss the same subject, but approach it just a little bit different. And the question I'd like to ask this morning is, when bad things happen to good people, does that mean that they harbor some kind of secret sin that nobody knows about? And the other side of that coin is, when good things happen to bad people, does that mean that they're really being blessed of God? So let's approach that question this morning. Where is God when bad things happen? And so let's look at the question, if bad things happen to good people, does that mean that they have some kind of secret sin that nobody knows about, that God is really chastening them and bringing their sin out into the open? Well, fact is, maybe. Maybe not. But look at the Bible. The book of Job is actually written about this very point. The book of Job, way back in the Old Testament, one of the first books that was written in the Bible. And you know the story of Job, how that the Bible says that Job was a just man. He was a perfect man. He was one that feared God and eschewed evil. He was a very rich man as well. He had children. He had much abundance. And he was careful to worship God and to serve God. And everything was going fine with Job. But one day, a terrible tragedy came. And that tragedy was that he lost all of his wealth all at one time. The Bible says there that in the book of Job, chapter 1, that he just lost all of his sheep, he lost all of his camels, he lost all of his cattle, and there was nothing left at all. You know what Job did? Well, he just praised God. Did Job have some kind of secret sin? Was God really chastening him? Now, the folks that lived around Job, Job's friends, they believe that Job was harboring some kind of wicked, evil sin that they did not know about, but God did. Of course, they believe that Job knew that sin, but he simply would not confess that sin. But Job's sorrows did not end with losing his material wealth. The Bible says, and that's in chapter 2, that one day a storm came along and killed all of his kids. Every one of them. Job was struck with boils from the sole of his foot unto the crown of his head. He was miserable. He took a piece of a clay pot and sat down in the ashes and scraped himself, scraped those boils with that piece of clay pot. I mean, he was miserable. And then to add misery on top of misery, his wife said, "Why don't you curse God and die?" And Job said, "Don't you know that what God has given to us in good, we praised Him for? We should praise Him when He gives us the evil." In this thing, Job did not sin. And then Job's three friends approached. And Job's three friends were convinced that this man was being chastened of God, that his righteousness was just a front hiding a sore wickedness that was in his heart. And they tried to make him confess. Notice in Job chapter 4 and verse 7 that Eliphaz, one of Job's friends, if you can call this guy a friend, said, "Remember, I pray thee, whoever perished being innocent, or where were the righteous cut off? Even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same. By the blast of God they perish, and by the breath of His nostrils are they consumed." Now here, Eliphaz is simply telling Job, you've got some kind of secret sin. The reason that you've lost all your wealth, the reason you've lost all your children, the reason your wife has turned on you and said, just curse God and die, is because you have some kind of secret sin. You've been naughty, not nice, and you're not telling. And God is bringing your hidden sins to public viewpoint. And Job, he didn't have any secret sins. I mean, he was a man, the Bible said, was just. He was a righteous man. He eschewed evil. He tried to serve God and worship God. So here's the question that we're asking. When bad things happen to good people, does that mean that they are being chastened of God? Not always. Here's the thing. Sometimes things just happen. We live in a wicked world, and sometimes things just happen. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11 and 12 states it like this. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. For man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time when it falleth suddenly upon them. Now, this is Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11 and 12, and it's very, very clear, is it not, that Solomon was saying that oftentimes the battle is not to the strong. The race is sometimes not won by the fastest runner, by the swift, he says. It is not always that the wise have bread. It is not always that men of understanding have riches. It is not always that men of skill are favored. It's not always. The time and chance happeneth to them all. Of course, we understand that concerning Job, that it was not time and chance. It was God's doings here. It was God making a point that He is in control, and that we ought to always fear God regardless of the circumstances. And also, we don't always know what's going on behind the scenes, and we need to be more careful. We need to be more ready to listen than we are to open our mouths and speak. But the second question is this. When bad people receive good, does that mean that God is blessing them? Now notice in the book of Psalms 73, in this psalm, David has a real problem. Because David is a man of God. The Bible says he's a man after God's own heart. And he has purified himself and cleansed himself, and he desires to follow the ways of God, and he's done everything possible that he can do to obey the commands of God. And yet he's chastened on every hand. And he's afflicted. And he's tormented and troubled. And things happened. The Bible said in verse 3 of Psalm 73, "For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked." Here David looks at the prosperity of the people that do not obey God, don't care anything about God, do not love God, and actually go against the commandments of God, and they're prospering. Does that ever happen in this world today? Just take a little look around you, and you'll see that there's many people that forsake God on every hand, and yet they're prosperous. Why is that? Why does that happen? And the Bible states here in verse 5 of Psalm 73, they are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Here the Bible is describing wicked men who are getting away with anything, and they're not ever chastened for it. They have a lot of pride in verse 6. Therefore, pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt. They speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. And it doesn't seem like God's doing anything. God just lets them go on, and they curse God, and they have riches, and my, their families are together, and they watch their riches grow and grow. No wonder David, when he looked at that, he began to be a little bit discouraged and think, wow, I'm doing something wrong here. No, David was not doing anything wrong. These people have a day coming. Notice what's going to happen to these people whom God has allowed to gain much material things by forsaking Him. Actually, they have been set in a slippery place. Notice in verse 18 of Psalm 73, David says, surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou casteth them down to destruction. Here's the thing. A lot of people have their wealth, have their prestige, have their power. And these very things have caused them to believe they don't need God. And God has set them in that place. And they have not trusted God. They are instead trusting their riches. But they will be brought down into desolation very, very quickly. That's verse 19. The Bible says they are utterly consumed with terror. And one of these days, God is going to awaken. And God is going to give them their just rewards. When bad things happen to good people, does that mean that God is chastening them? Well, the fact is, we simply don't know. We've given the illustration there of Job. We simply don't know everything that goes on in the background. And we need to be careful about that. We need to be careful about jumping to conclusions concerning that matter. But think of this. When evil people prosper, does that mean God is blessing them? Not necessarily. It simply means that God may have set them in slippery places, and their destruction is soon to come. But let me ask you this very vital question. What about you? Are you ready to meet the Lord? One day, your life will end, and you are going to spend eternity somewhere. Whatever happens on this world, it will be immaterial. You see, when you die, all this world is going to be over. And the only thing that's really going to matter is what you've done with Jesus Christ while you're in this world. Because it's either heaven or it's hell. You're either trusting Jesus now, or you are not trusting Jesus now.
Well, we pray that this message has been a blessing to you, or will be a blessing to you as you face trials and troubles in the future. And we ask, of course, that you tune in next week as we have one more session dealing with where God is when bad things happen. But if in the meantime you have questions and you'd like to talk to someone about it, you can call us at 636-673-2180 and leave your contact information. You can also write to us at 124 South Main Street in Forestell, Missouri, 63378. And another option, of course, would be to come and join us for Sunday or Wednesday services. Our Sunday services will be starting at 10 a.m. with Sunday school and 11 a.m. for worship services. And then we'll also be meeting again at 4 p.m. for afternoon services. And then our Wednesday night Bible study will start at 7 p.m. And again, I'd like to remind you that we still have one more message about where is God when bad things happen. So be sure and tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m.